The Sage Sayers Podcast, Season 3, Episode 11. I'm DG McCullough. Reading this week from my recent post on Medium, My Wee Secrets About Small Talk. Some of the best and the brightest fret about small talk lately, and I think I know why. Some started their jobs as remote workers, having completed their studies in remote ways. Others must now return to work in the office after years of working from home. Meanwhile, distrust of one another seems rampant, with layoffs and few wanting to say something that hurts or hampers their livelihoods. Overwork breeds fatigue, anxiety, and with that, a loss for words when forced to connect. And yet small talk and speaking with strangers and colleagues becomes essential for most of us. In this week's post, I'm exploring some gentle tips that I've cultivated over years of travels and starting over in new states and countries, which might help a bit. Start with hello. A simple greeting like hello, good morning, or welcome back from break can do wonders for small talk. But how we greet can make or break our connection. Some small guidelines. Say hello with a warm versus a cool or brisk tone. Make and sustain eye contact. Smile, at least with your eyes. Focus. A distracted greeting can signal briskness or disdain. Ask after someone's well-being. If your team and audience live remote from you, like my business clients do, then understand what's going on in their world. For instance, if making small talk with a New York-based professional, you might ask after their air quality during the recent fire-induced haze. If you know the person's recently been unwell, you might ask after their recovery or health. Small talk is meant to stay brief and yet comfortable for you and your audience. Any asking can therefore sound light. For example, I hope your air quality's improved now, weeks after the fire. Open-ended. For instance, how have things been near you? Relatable. For instance, here in California, it took months for the haze to clear. I hope that's not the case for you. Look for commonality. Small talk can feel awkward if we're out of practice, but the key ties to looking for commonality between you and the person with whom you connect. So going back to this returning to the office together, you might ask about commute or feelings on that shift. Or if you're at a conference, you can assume shared interests and ask curious questions about what drove them to the event. In looking for commonality, you might stay open and creative to what connects you. Some favorite stranger conversations tie to random things. Recently, at the gym, for instance, I connected with a stranger simply by noticing that she read while on the elliptical machine, just like I did. I introduced myself, we laughed, and called ourselves gym nerds. Avoid judging. If you lament returning to the office and then hear that your peer feels delighted doing so, then go with that opening. Get curious. With the earlier example, you might ask, really? What makes you so delighted to return? I'm looking for a silver lining here. Know that discomfort is a shared discomfort. If you're still feeling fear versus excitement about small talk, know that many hesitate just like you do. Of all the topics coaching clients come to me with, connecting with peers or strangers feels paramount. Avoid letting your inner judge tell you otherwise. Also avoid letting your inner judge socially exclude you for no good reason, meaning challenging any lies on your worthiness to connect with others. Clients born in foreign countries, for instance, fret that their non-American heritage excludes them from connecting with clients at corporate gatherings. And yet, when reminded that they've connected with Americans for years just fine. They do feel assured. Parents returning from parental leave often fret that those with no interest in children now find them dull. Also, not true. Challenge any fixed mindset about what makes you not interesting to others. Final tip, center, pause, and listen. And that ties to getting comfortable with silence. When we're getting curious and connecting with others, any efforts become dashed when we fill the space with chatter or when we redirect any sharing back to us. Asking someone, "How are you?" then following with a pause and a feeling of centeredness connects us in powerful, memorable ways. I learned this last lesson not only from training to become a coach, which resembled a PhD in active listening, but also backpacking through Asia solo in my early 20s. One favorite memory, watching a sunset in the south of Thailand in comfortable silence with an elderly Thai fisherman. He'd just brought in his catch for the day. No language could link us beyond the shared beauty and experience. But we smiled and nodded as the sky exploded in magenta, yellow, and orange, even cried with the view. Small talk is just that, small. But if we're wanting to connect with others in ways which stand out, and feel more of an ease and flow and pull to action, hopefully this handful of tried and tested tips do help.